Joining me now is brand new Upperman Athletic Director Ross Fanning. Coach, first off, just kind of tell me, what was the process like to that led you to this position?
Well, we've talked about me moving into this position the past year or two, and of course, Nathan was here last year, and I've always thought about being an athletic director, and it just kind of worked out. Nathan decided to go back home, and I just kind of was able to slide right in since it was so late with the school, and it was just a good opportunity for me to start.
Where did that interest begin, and what was it that really kind of led to that, led to your interest in the idea of being an athletic director?
Well, I've always been involved in sports, even when I was younger, and I played high school basketball and baseball, and still, you know, obviously I've been with the Upperman basketball team the last 3 years, and I've just always kind of thought I would like to just be over the whole program, every program, and just see it move forward. And this is kind of where I want to be as Upperman. I would love to see, we have great coaches here. We have great staff with the sports programs. And I just like to keep that moving forward.
When I talked to Nathan Brown, he told me that obviously the last couple of days he was there, he was helping you transition. Did he kind of give you any pointers or kind of give you any advice on how to, you know, go into this as your first job as an athletic director?
Yeah, we just kind of sat down and just mainly talked about all the main, you know, websites we have to use with eligibility and things like that, and getting all that taken care of. That's kind of what we talked about. As far as dealing with people, we didn't really talk about that, dealing with coaches or anything like that. We just kind of talked about all the steps I have to take as far as getting everything ready.
So one thing, in talking to people around Upperman and that have been involved with that program, one thing a lot of people rave about, obviously, is the community support in Baxter. How much are you looking forward to growing that even more than it already is?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to growing that. The support has always been here. Well, with every sport, you see in boosters with football, with basketball, with baseball, and I look forward to growing that and being able to hopefully be able to do more things where we can get all those people together even more, and I can't wait for that to start.
So tell me, what are some other things that you're excited about? What are some challenges you're expecting? What are some things you're looking at going into this year?
I'm just excited about just being, you know, back in kind of a normal year. You know, we've had COVID the last 2 years, and it's hopefully we can get all of our fans back, and I'm just excited to have all of our players and, you know, coaches being able to do what they do, and everybody just being able to actually enjoy the sports this year. I'm just really excited about that. Challenges, I'm not really sure about challenges. Of course, it's a new position. There's always going to be challenges, and whatever challenge comes up, we'll just take it as they come.